Evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby, and joining me today, we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. I'm Devin. How's it going?
All right, Devin. So today, we both had the same idea at pretty much the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to do our review slash discussion of season 2 of Luke Cage, because we just both recently finished it.
Yes.
Normally, I like to do this breakdown as, like, moment to moment, almost, like, in order. I did not binge watch this in the course of a day and a half, so it is not super fresh in my memory. It did take me the better part of over a week or so to watch this show.
I was kind of the same way, so...
What did you think compared to season one? I think I like the villain better.
I thought it had better pacing
than season one.
Yeah, I thought Diamondback was. I like Cottonmouth in season one. I hated Diamondback. I felt he added nothing. Diamondback was terrible in season one.
Yeah.
I hated him as a villain. He wasn't really particularly like interesting at all. Just like, oh, whatever. This guy just needs to get off screen. This season definitely much better. I liked all the villains.
Yeah, and we did. We had pretty much a slew of villains show up. We even had multiple heroes show up, but
yep.
It's not overly worth mentioning. We'll get to that, though. So one of the villains was a carryover from season one. You had Mariah,
yes.
Who was just like this just mean, deceitful, lying, manipulative bitch.
Yes.
That's her role.
I actually like Mariah a lot, actually.
She, throughout this season, I think she became more ambitious and more just violent, like, than she has been in the past.
Yeah, there was definitely an arc for her this season that, you know, was definitely one of those things where it added to her character overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then along with her, you have Shades, who at the end of season one, her and Shades worked together. And that was kind of the same throughout the beginnings and throughout season two. Shades, of course, being played by Theo Rossi for those Sons of Anarchy fans out there. Juice. I didn't know much about Shades. I had to do a little bit of reading on him before even. But... Yeah, no, I like his character. He plays the legit, the mob, like mafia style gangster.
He plays the perfect gangster with a code, like, and
right.
And I love it. Like,
which I mean, you could argue is mafia esque because the mafia have like a code of their own.
To a degree, very much so. Yeah, I mean, you know, and most people will adhere and honor to that code. Absolutely right.
Now, my favorite villain of the season, and some would argue towards the end that, or even throughout the show, that he wasn't that much of a villain, but overall he was. Devin, why don't you introduce him? Because you've been doing this for a while now, and I fucking love it.
He called me the Bushmaster.
That's right, Bushmaster. So Bushmaster is this Jamaican cat who comes over because he's got a bone to pick with Mariah, and he feels that Harlem is his birthright.
Yes. Oh, did you like my meme I sent you, by the way?
Which one?
I sent it to you.
Because we do.
It was right before the archery video.
Scroll back up. Archery video. Oh. Yeah, no, that's good. I do like the fact that, like, okay, so every time somebody brings up Mariah's name in the show, they always refer to her as Mariah Dillard. And Bushmaster, every single time, without fail, he corrects them very angrily into Mariah Stokes, because Stokes was her, what was that, her, she married into that family or something, right?
Stokes was her given name. She married into the Dillard family.
Gotcha, yeah.
Stokes was the name, like,
Stokes was Mama the name Mabel of the family, the, yeah, Aunt Mabel.
Yeah, like, and, Mama Mabel and all of them, that was, she was, that was a Stokes name.
And they're the ones who fucked Bushmaster's family over royally.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know. We end up finding out later on that one of the big bones that Bushmaster has to pick is because when he was a kid, some Stokes set fire to his fucking house and got his mom killed. But I like his he made a very impactful beginning, like an entrance to the show. So, like, he shows up, and then he goes and meets the, I guess, the leader of the current Jamaican gang, which I don't remember now. I think they were called the Styles at the time.
No, they're called the Stylers now, I think.
Oh.
They're called the I think they're called the Stylers now, and originally they were called, like, something else.
Okay. Well, he goes and meets the leader of the Jamaican gang. And he, like, whoops this dude's ass and then stabs him in the face and draws this knife across his eye. Like, that's no easy feat, right? Because, I mean, you're literally cutting through bone at this point. And then he proceeds to go and find Luke Cage and mops the floor with Luke Cage in a public fashion. And then that's pretty much the stepping stone for the rest of the season. He's Luke Cage, but he's Luke Cage, the guy that Bushmaster beat down. So, and man, is he quick. We find out he was shot several times in that beginning scene, and then we find out later on that he's not bulletproof like Luke Cage, but he's more resistant, and he has, like, a toughened skin where, like, he can actually...
His skin's almost like a body armor. Like, right. It sticks, like, into Kevlar. It, but it doesn't go through. Exactly. Right. He's, like, Kevlar skin. And it comes from the fact that he uses what's, like, I think it was the Nightshade plan or something.
Yeah. Nightshade, who we end up getting to see Mariah's daughter, who owns a herbal remedy kind of store, and she's the one who supplies him with the ingredients for him to do this. Dude, lots of shit happened. Like, this season, like I said, the pacing was very well done, I think.
Yeah, this season, it was all over the place, but you could kind of follow it. Like, a lot happened this season. But you could, I never had an issue where I'm, like, following, I couldn't keep up or things like that.
Right.
A lot did happen, but it was all very easy to follow. I can't talk.
Well, that's something good to say when we're recording a podcast that involves us
talking. Agreed. I can't talk words.
So we're going to be kind of all over the place as far as talking about this season, but to give a little bit of a brief rundown, Bushmaster comes to Harlem, makes his beef known with Mariah. Essentially, he wants everything she has. Like, there's this old proverb that gets spoken about the guy looking at the other person on the top of the hill and that person thinking he's untouchable, essentially. He wants Mariah, who he feels is on top of that hill. And over the course of the season, he slowly starts instilling fear and getting involved with a lot of different things and causes Mariah to lose everything. He steals all of her money by kidnapping essentially her, what was it? Not her lawyer, but her, like, the guy who keeps all of the books and stuff on her businesses. Has him transfer all of the money from her offshore accounts into his accounts, and then kills him, because he's the only one who's able to do it. Ends up getting, he tries to burn Mariah alive in her house. He doesn't do it with he leaves his daughter, her daughter there, but not tied up.
Yeah.
And then Luke Cage ends up rescuing Mariah, questioning it, and then protecting Mariah, because now there's fucking Bushmasters. There's like an open war in Harlem, and people are hunting her down. Like, there's literally a bounty on her head. All the while, there's a rat inside Mariah's house talking to the police, and we find out later on that that's Comanche, which is Shades' right-hand man. And so there's like a whole side story with Shades where Shades ends up cleaning house, so to speak. And then he turns rat to pretty much to get back at Mariah, I'm guessing.
Yeah. You know, after... we're super glancing over everything, but
there's too much for me to remember in.
Yeah. So a lot happened. But basically, long story short was, you know, he said, you know, Mariah went too far when she did the whole burning the one like Jamaican dude and then shot him. And she killed all those people inside of the Jamaican restaurant. Yeah, she went too far. He was like, she went too far. She's not following my code anymore. This is ridiculous. And he was like, yeah, we need to rectify the situation.
Yeah, because to get back at Bushmaster, Mariah went to the one like corner diner restaurant area that
his family owned it. It was his family owned like Jamaican restaurant.
Opened up fire on everybody, and then to his uncle, covered him in Bushmaster rum, set him on fire, and got tired of him screaming because he just wouldn't die, and then shot him in the face. So he ended up signing some deal that said, with the conviction of Mariah Stokes or whatever, that he would be essentially a free man. Right? That was essentially the deal. He'd give them all the firepower they needed to, arrest and convict Mariah. And then when she was in jail, she started having everybody she's ever known killed off. Now, rewinding a bit of time, she ended up trying to drag Bushmaster. She ended up getting the club back from Bushmaster, I believe. Maybe. No, because Bushmaster got arrested and then blew himself up in a van. God, there's so much that happened this season. I can't figure it out. Bushmaster and Luke Cage teamed up for a little while. We had a cameo from Danny Rand, Iron Fist. So you got to see a Luke Cage Iron Fist team up.
Because they're probably not giving Iron Fist a season 2.
Well, I mean,
probably for the best.
Not a lot of people liked Iron Fist season 1.
Nah, I'm one of those people.
Trying to think, I know there's so much we're missing. Like we're not doing this justice. That's for sure.
We're not. I
mean, what was some of your favorite parts of season two?
I really like the bar fight with Misty and what's her name, the Asian chick from Iron Fist. Is it Connie?
Connie.
It was Connie? Okay. Yeah. I really like the bar fight with those two.
Yeah, where Misty has her really one good arm.
Yeah, her one arm, and then she gets the cool like Rand arm after that. And I really like when she got her like bionic arm. That was really cool. I really like Misty this season. Like I like Misty a lot this season. Like Misty was probably one of my favorite characters this season.
Agreed.
Overall, like Misty and Shades were like probably my two favorite characters this season, like by far.
Mine, Bushmaster.
Oh, yeah. Bushmaster, he's up there too. Like he's up there. He's hands definitely down up there for me as well. But yeah, no, it boils down to Misty and Shades. Like, I like Shades season 1, so I mean it's kind of a cop out of my end, but
I like Shades. I mean, I was a Sons of Anarchy fan. And I always liked Juice, so Theo Rossi. I'm a fan of Theo Rossi in general. A little side note: we kind of discussed this a little bit beforehand, but a little trivia for you: the guy who plays Bushmaster. His name is Mustafa Shakir. He was born in North Carolina, grew up in Harlem, does not have a Jamaican accent, which really threw me off when I watched this interview with him. Before he was an actor, he was a barber. So he went from barber to actor, and now he's Bushmaster. He did apply, or he did audition for the roles of Black Lightning and M'Baku in Black Panther, but did not acquire said roles, and then fell into the John McIver / Bushmaster role for Luke Cage Season 2. He's an avid comic book fan, and he has expressed interests in playing Blade or Spawn. I wouldn't mind seeing him play Blade.
I would actually. I'm thinking Spawn. Like when you said that, you said Spawn. I was like, oh, I really like that casting.
See, I do like that idea, of Spawn. But I know they already casted Spawn.
Jamie Foxx,
and I'm okay with Jamie Foxx.
Which I find Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is a great actor. Yeah. Jamie Foxx is a great actor. I mean, I would really like to see him as that too. I would really like to see that. Yeah, that works too. So, you know what I want to see?
Since Spawn is taken, I figured Blade would not be bad. I want to see a
Moon Knight movie.
Yes. That's, you know...
And the thing is, Moon Knight is not a popular enough character. They could spin him in if they want to make it, you know, if they want to make, you know, have another prominent black hero, they could spin him and make him black because he's always
covered up. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you could easily do it.
Since we are kind of I'm not going to lie, we're falling apart on this Luke Cage Season 2 thing, because we are not going in any type of order, because I don't remember it. And
go watch the damn show. It's a good show. Go watch the damn show.
At the end of the episode, we are going to do, there was another topic that I wanted to discuss, but I didn't feel like it was going to, I didn't think we'd be able to get a whole episode out of it, so maybe we'll just do it at the end of this one, is... comic book characters who we feel would deserve their own TV show or movie that don't already have them. So me and you will discuss that a little bit. But as far as Luke Cage Season 2, I was telling Devin earlier, I'm kind of upset because other than the one cop who... He is the only white cop in Harlem. The only other white character in the entire show was fucking Danny Rand, and no one likes Iron Fist. Let's see. A couple of my favorite, like, I like the team up between Bushmaster and Luke Cage.
That whole scene was phenomenal. That was good.
Just seeing somebody as big as Bushmaster. Like jump around and move the way he does. Yeah, fascinating.
I don't know how tall he is in real life. How tall is he in real life?
I can tell you, maybe, if they have it. They don't have that on his wiki.
Not on Wikipedia, but you can look it up. What's his name?
Mustafa Shakir.
I guarantee you he's a lot smaller than you think.
Probably.
Height. It's like a height. Height.
Bio. Maybe.
I got it here. Hold on a second. Establish a care. See.
Power of the internet, people.
I mean, no. He's a pretty big dude. He's about my height. He's a couple inches taller than me. But he's about my height and weight. Yeah, right around there. I'm a little heavier than him, but
he's 6 foot 1.5 inches.
Six foot one and 187 pounds. Or for the UK people, 185 centimeters and 85 kilos.
See, I like how they made him appear in Luke Cage. I mean,
bigger.
Yeah, it seems like he was bigger than Luke Cage, but Mike Coulter, who plays Luke Cage, is 6'3".
Yeah. You know who I really would have liked to see play a Luke Cage? But he couldn't have played a Luke Cage?
Oh.
I would have liked to see the guy who played Mac.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I like Mac from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I would have liked to see that guy. I can't think of his name right now. I love that actor. I love him. Like, what's his name? Henry Simmons. He's, you know, he's a 6'4" dude. He's tall. Big dude. I love Mac. Mac's my boy. I like Mac better without hair, I like this guy better.
I don't think I've ever. Who? The guy who plays Mac?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen Mac with hair.
No, Mac doesn't have hair, but I realize like he's one of those people. I see him bald and I see him with hair now. I immediately like him better with hair. Kind of like The Rock. You want like you look at The Rock, you're like, I like him immediately more now that he does not have hair. Here, I'll see a picture.
I will tell you, I immediately like Mustafa Shakir or Bushmaster better with a fedora.
Yes. There you go. That's you can't even tell that that's Mac. Obviously, that's a slightly older picture, but it's like no facial hair and hair.
I'm like, no, see, I don't like him with hair. I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't like him with hair at all. I like him better bald.
Yep. He needs to stay that way.
Yes.
Good old, was it, axe shotgun?
Shotgun axe, yeah.
Shotgun axe, yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Anyway, we're getting off topic.
When were we on topic?
Listen, let's I don't know. Honest. Fuck. I don't know. Maybe we're never on topic.
I mean, if we were ever on topic, we would be erring on the side of professional, would be, and we are simply unprofessional, so we can't be on topic.
Fair.
Get at me, people.
Who was one of your favorite members or cast members or whatever characters in Luke Cage season 2 who was not a prominent character? So like one of the background characters kind of.
I'll
Comanche would be kind of considered a background character for this.
Comanche definitely was one of them. I definitely like Comanche, but I really actually like the dude that took over the barbershop.
Oh, the kid.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
He was very annoying, but I actually kind of liked him. Like,
well, he was an opportunist, man. He saw an opportunity to make some cash, and he did, you know.
I love it. He was like, I love the scene where he's like peddling the video of Luke getting his ass kicked in the street, and then all the people are standing there. I'll see Luke walk up, and they're just like, oh, all right, we're gonna leave now.
I think one of my favorite characters that's like kind of a background character was Sugar.
Yeah, I love Sugar.
I fucking love Sugar. I love it when Luke Cage walks up to him and he's like a driver now and he just like runs a fingernail and scratches his car. He's like, come on, man. Shit.
And then like I love the callback to that when he starts working for Mariah again. He's like, I thought you got out. He's like, somebody damaged my car.
Yeah. had to get back in. Had to afford it.
Somebody damaged my car. I had to get back in. It's like, oh, dang.
Off topic again and talking about repairing vehicles. I've been playing Far Cry 5.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to make this one little comment. In that game, you can repair your vehicle. Like, I do a lot of off-roading through the woods because
What qualifications do you have to repair a vehicle in that game?
None. In fact, wait until you hear what happens, okay?
So just like Dead by Daylight.
The way, you're out here it's worse. Stuff. It's worse. It's worse. I was driving through the woods and I smashed into a couple trees and I started going sideways down a hill, right? And I noticed that my car was damaged. Like the windshield broke or had like cracks in it and there was some smoke coming out of the under the hood. So it's damaged and I didn't want to risk blowing up, right? So I get out and I get my repair tool out that I am able to repair a vehicle with. It is a blowtorch. You literally blowtorch any one spot on your car, and it repairs your vehicle.
Well, I mean, that's just like Battlefield. That happens in you do the same thing in Battlefield. You pull out a blowtorch in Battlefield, and you fix a tank. Like you could like blowtorch a tread in a tank and fix a tank after it takes a rocket.
It's
like,
that makes so no dumb. Sense. It's so dumb.
It is very dumb. It's very dumb. But
anyway, I had to bring it up. However, I do have the dog in that game, the dog companion, and the bear. The bear's name is Cheeseburger, and he has a cheeseburger collar. It's phenomenal.
Cheeseburger is a great bear name.
Yep. If I ever have a bear, his name's going to be Cheeseburger.
Webby, question for you. What? So, Canadian versus Russian bears, who wins?
Ooh, Russian bears. They're hardier.
Yeah, that's what I said too. I'm like, come on, man. Russian bears got to take that all day. That's what me and my friend got in a debate about it at work. I'm like, Russian bears take that. He's like, like U.S. bears fall. I'm like, U.S. bears are. U.S. bears want to be left the fuck alone. They just want to roam free. That's all they want.
That'd be like asking like, who wins in a fight, a UFC fighter or a professional baseball player? probably.
I mean, if the baseball player has a bat or a ball.
No, hand to hand combat.
I mean, yeah. I mean, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going down that way.
Yeah. I like to think that all animals in Russia are just
hardier.
They're just like, they live that mean life. Have you seen the Russian Avengers movie there? I forget what it's called, but there's a guy who's like, he's half bear.
It's escaping me.
I'll have to send you the commercial for it or whatever. Let me see if I get a Russian Avengers.
This is totally falling off the rails. But
it has. Oh, it's called The Guardians. Go figure. Nope, I don't want to play the thing because then people on the thing will hear it. The thing with the thing. Here you go.
The thing with the thing, on the thing, with the thing.
Yeah. Look at that half bear dude already. He literally runs around with a Gatling gun.
I approve of all of this. I approve of everything I just saw.
I gotta fire Austin.
Am I gonna fire Austin?
Because
I mean, I'm okay with firing Austin. I just would like to know why are we firing Austin?
Because he's not on top of shit. Anyway, Luke Cage season 2. I enjoyed it more than season 1 overall. Did you like the first season better or the second season?
I like the second season better.
Okay. Yeah. So go watch it. It was good. I won't give away the end of season. Normally, we don't care about spoilers because we tell you ahead of time, spoilers, you know. I won't give away the end of the season, though.
Yeah, this is one I won't give away. Yep.
It took some turns and twists, so go watch it. So moving on, Devin, this is the other topic that I had was comic book characters that we think deserve either a TV show, like a Netflix show or something, or a movie of their own. One of which was Moon Knight on my list.
Yep.
What's another one that you think?
One I would like to see adapted, not necessarily a singular comic book character, but I would love to see American Vampire get adapted. Because I love that graphic novel. I thought American Vampire was dope. American Vampires were dope.
Let's see. I know one of the ones on my list that I had, because I had acquired a list, was I don't know how they do it. I think it would be better as a maybe like a Netflix show, but I'd like to see She-Hulk get her own show. I always liked She-Hulk as a character.
I like She-Hulk as a character. The only problem with She-Hulk as a character is
I want to see She-Hulk in court writer, against Matt Murdock.
Like, depending on the writer, I like She-Hulk, and then sometimes I really don't like She-Hulk. I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't need She-Hulk. You know, I got to say my boy Hawkeye. I think he needs his own show. I would watch that any day of the week.
Yeah, but we're talking about people who haven't really been...
Where was Hawkeye in the last movie? He was nowhere. Where was he?
No, but he's been in the other movies.
I know.
So, I mean, yes, do I think he deserves his own show or movie? Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of Arrow. Green Arrow has his own show, so this would be a similar fashion.
Yep.
But... I'm more so referring to people who have not made or gotten any type of real screen time yet. I will say for all those Canadian listeners out there, people who want to say, oh, how about Alpha Flight? No, go fuck yourself. How's that? There you go, John. No Alpha Flight. I don't want to see Sasquatch on a show. I I don't even know who this guy is. Anyway.
I would actually like to see Dazzler.
I don't know much about Dazzler. I mean, I guess that's one of the purposes of getting a TV show, so we can learn more about these characters.
Howard the Duck? No, not
okay. Fuck yeah, I'm all about Howard the Duck, but he's already had his own movie. I think they should remake it.
Yeah.
Listen, don't be like that. I think a more modern Howard the Duck would be great.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. I'm hoping to see...
If we're in the vein of remade TV shows, CW, a Birds of Prey show. Get on some Birds of Prey. Redo Birds of Prey. So we can get... you have the characters and stuff there. It's fine. You can make Katie Cassidy be like the lead on it, because I hate her and everything else she does on that show. My favorite thing I liked Katie Cassidy doing in any of the Arrow stuff was her Black Siren run. She was actually Black Siren.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about Katie. I can't take her as a serious Black Canary. I'm sorry. I said it. I'm done. Change your mind.
All right. one person who has had screen time, so again, we're jumping kind of on that, but it falls in the same line as, I guess, kind of a Hawkeye. And I hope that they do end up making a movie evolving around her is X-23. Because yeah. I thought she was great in Logan. So I hope they continue that run of shows. What about Namor, man? Marvel's first mutant. Out of all the Marvel stuff that has TV shows or movies so far, they legit have not even mentioned the first mutant.
There's a reason why for that.
Because he's Aquaman?
I forgot. He
with pointy ears?
I think he came first. Not only does he have your pointy ears, he has winged feet.
Yeah.
He can fly using winged feet. He is an object. If you don't understand the character, just like same thing with Aquaman, if you don't understand the character, he is objectively stupid. He is an objectively stupid character. Oh, I'm done. Here we go, right here. A movie, because it would not work as a show. I want to see Darkseid get his own movie.
Darkseid?
Yeah, his own movie. His own movie, like not even dealing with like the heroes, like him taking over Apocalypse and shit like that. I want to see that.
Yeah, like a Dark Side Origins.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I like Dark Side. I'm a bigger fan of villains most of the time. That must not come as too big of a shocker to any of the listeners.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. He's like, oh, damn, fuck you.
He's kind of big into Supergirl, but I'd say Martian Manhunter. I like...
Yeah, no, he's pretty big into Supergirl.
I will say the only time I've really ever seen her was on Smallville, but Zatanna?
Oh, Sandman. I mean, well, she is getting one.
Oh, is she?
I think... I want to say... Hold on a second. I'll tell you, I think they're doing a... I think they were talking about it. I think they were doing a Justice League Dark for the new the new DC streaming app coming up. Like, in the second wave, I think they're doing a Justice League Dark. So she would be in the Justice League Dark, which would be cool. I would love to see, and this is going to be like a tongue-in-cheek joke, but I just lost my own joke. I literally lost my train of thought when I was talking a second ago, so I'll get back to it in a second.
Well, good. I will mention that the next one I have on my list, I don't know. I personally would love to see him with like his own type of show or like an Origins thing, but I personally think he's better as a support role, so I'd like to see him more often in a TV role, is Dr. Fate from DC Comics.
He's another one of those. He's too powerful.
That's the thing. He did show up in, I believe, Arrow for a little while. Or maybe it was the Legends of Tomorrow. He showed up in that universe for a very little while. But I mean, yeah, he's powerful, but I mean, he's like I don't know. Doctor Strange is super powerful. He got his own show or his own movie.
The thing about Dr. Fate is this. Dr. Fate, he doesn't Dr. Fate's kind of a dick. Like, he doesn't really care about Fate himself. Naboo doesn't really give a shit about humanity. He's just a lord of order.
Right.
So he will keep order. He really just is there to fight the lords of chaos. So he won't be involved in too much unless something like that's involved. But the second one of them are involved, everybody else is punching way above their weight class. So it's like, he's one of those villains. Like, I want to see him, but at the same time, it would get hard to write stories for him every week because it would be the same thing every week.
I know. Well, I mean, they could give him a movie. I mean, that might help ramp up DC's, movie stuff. Like, DC, let's face it, DC has not done the greatest as far as movies go.
DC, you know, no.
So far, Wonder Woman's their best. Definitely
Wonder Woman.
So, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, Dr. Fate. And like I said, it doesn't even have to be a Dr. Fate movie, essentially, but I'd like to see him as a character in a movie, like, not just like a helmet off screen or, you know, a sideline thrown to this guy, but like, make him part of something, you know? I don't know, he's one of my favorite DC guys, so.
No, I feel you. I definitely like him too. I can't believe I literally just entirely dropped what I was thinking of. Which upsets me.
You were talking about it was a joke or something. No,
it's fine. It was, but I was, because they already technically have a show, but it was awful, and I was trying to see who. I mean, I could throw Iron Fist in there, but because tongue in cheek, but that wasn't what I was thinking of. Got it. Yeah, I want to see a Lucifer show. Like, an actual Lucifer show, not the one on Fox. That is no longer on Fox, it's not on Netflix. Because I love that character. In fact, I actually used that character as a twinkle of inspiration when I played Roy. Nobody heard of that.
Funny you say it. I used Dr. Fate as inspiration when... as a alias for one of my D&D characters.
Yeah, no, I 100% use like the mannerisms and things of the Lucifer from that from actual like Sandman Vertigo comics. I use that Lucifer like that. I
think
that
they should just turn. Honestly, I think they should just make the Sandman comics.
Yes, that will be the one I would want. That's what that I would want to be. And that's one of the ones I don't even want to. I wanted it. They could have an entire Netflix-esque line of shows based in that world, and I would eat them up so bad.
Yeah. What about Lobo? What do you think about Lobo getting his own thing?
Lobo would be fun. That would be fun if they do it right. It'd be fun. If they do it wrong, it's just sad. If they do it right, it's fun.
Because I could see that being like a Netflix show, because that's another one of those, or even a CW show, maybe.
No. It'd have don't to be do Netflix. What they don't do what they did with. That's why Constantine didn't last on his channel, because they screwed it up. It's like the comic book was a basically 18 plus comic book, right? You're gonna dumb it down and throw it in the CW, like. I understand why you did it. It should have been like with Preacher. It should have been on AMC. Like it's in. They shared Preacher. They shared a world.
Right.
Like it should have been over there. That helped screw up a lot of things that shouldn't have gotten screwed up.
I can just see Lobo it being a TV show over a movie though, because like especially where he's.
Yeah.
I believe he's a bounty hunter, right?
Yes, he is. But I'm saying, if they do a TV show, it needs to be on the right network. They can't do a TV show and like throw it in there. Like if HBO had it, that'd be great. Like I don't want to see a CW spawn.
Right.
Like, or like a CW Blade. I don't want to see a CW Blade or a CW Spot. Like, that to me just says no. Actually, Blade as a Netflix show would be great, I think, personally. If they, again, if they do it right.
Yeah.
Blade as a Netflix show would be great. But I think the number one contender is like Sandman and Moon Knight. Sandman for DC, Moon Knight for Marvel. Or if, see, he's so prominent in like the games and stuff, but I love him in the comic books. Give me a Jean Paul Valley. Azrael. I took an Azrael show, like a Jean Paul Valley Azrael show. You could introduce him through like the whole like working for the church of, I forgot, I think it was the Church of St. Michael or some shit he worked for. I can't remember what the church he worked for was. But yeah, like introduce him like through like the whole church thing. You could have like that whole setup and like build his up character arc. Like, he's doing stuff for the church and then eventually he like breaks away. That would be dope too. I'd be down for that. Like, I would say Batgirl, but she's coming in Arrow next season.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's being introduced in Arrow next season. Batgirl is. So, not Batgirl, Batwoman, sorry.
All right.
So, they're doing, what is it? What is her name? Katie, something, I forgot her name is. In the comics. I don't feel like doing research. So, yeah, that's what you get. Batwoman coming to, there you go.
Now, any idea when's the remake of Teen Titans or whatever?
That's going to be on the specifically on the DC streaming app later this year.
Not Teen Titans.
Young Justice.
That's the one.
Yeah, Young Justice. That's going to be. They pushed that back to early 2019. Oh, that's also going to be exclusively on the DC streaming app.
Oh.
Which means I got to buy another streaming service.
I'm sure I'll find it free somewhere. No one heard me say that, though.
I mean, I'm sure you will, too. I mean, it's not going to be impossible to find. It's just one of those things where, like, God damn it, I'm trying not to do this.
Yep. Well, I mean, I can't really think of it. I don't know. All of my main ideas, other than the Sandman one, because I didn't even really think of that one until after you mentioned something I had already mentioned. Yeah, I don't know. Sandman, I think that would be a really good,
like, yeah, that would
a
be
a darker Netflix show would be great.
They wouldn't probably do Netflix because of the whole Marvel deal. The problem now is that with a lot of DC crap now is that if they did any type of show, it'd be on their own their own exclusive streaming service.
Ugh.
Which is probably what's gonna wind up happening. Like, any DC show that comes out is gonna be on their own show, which complicates things a little bit.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, it is what it is. That's all I got for this week. I mean, this is going to be kind of a short week, but if there's anything else that you want to say about Luke Cage or any other comic book people who deserve their own show, Mr. Devin.
Red Hulk.
I'd like to see him in a movie. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if they ever did another Hulk movie, they should just introduce Red Hulk as another character. Because, I mean, you already have General Ross.
And they've already flat out said they're never making another Hulk movie.
Well, I mean...
They're not doing it, but so that's why they effectively crammed in the entire Hulk storyline and all the other movies, and just you have to, like... That's what his name was laughing about. He's like, oh, if you go through and you just cut out all of our... Cut out all of the like extra scenes in all the movies that he's in, like Thor, and cut out the extra scenes in the Avengers and stuff, and you just clip them together, then technically he is doing a technically that's all like one movie. It was like a joke, but it's true, you know. He's like, you cut out all the crap that's there from everybody else, and you just mash it all together, that's going to be like the next Hulk movie. It's going to be hidden in all the other movies, because I think Fox banned them from making another Hulk movie. Or whoever had Hulk before that.
Maybe as a standalone movie, but
they can still have standalone, they can't.
They should throw in a couple of these other Hulks that have popped up. You know?
Yeah, I don't know how the licensing works on those. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the only issue that I don't know how the likes here for this. But I mean, I would love to see that.
I'd like to see Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah. Who's another Who's another character, kind of like the Punisher? I'm trying to think. A few years ago, I would have said Deadpool 100% would have been my number one, but you know, he got his movies, so he's good now. But
I don't know. I mean, I'm still kind of on board with seeing this Blade thing, and I wouldn't mind seeing Bushmaster play Blade.
Yeah, no, that's a good.
You know, and then they can just kind of, I don't know, make it better than leaving it off at that last Blade movie. Because that movie was, that was hard.
Well, the last Blade movie was terrible, but then you also can't forget the Sticky Fingers playing Blade and Blade the TV show. That was equally awful, if not more awful.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Good.
What is Rumble Fighter?
Don't worry about that. I tell you, one day I'm just going to answer your question and just show you.
No, because then it's going to ruin everything. You're supposed to say, don't worry about it.
Why did I do this to myself?
Oh, Jesus. All right, well, that's it for us this week, folks. Not
our greatest episode, but overall, oh, Webby, real quick. Luke Cage, what would you give it? Scale of 1 to 10.
This season?
On a scale of Diamondback to Sweet Christmas, what would you give it? Diamondback being a 1 and Sweet Christmas being a 10.
What would middle of the road be?
Bushmaster.
Really, you're putting Bushmaster in middle of the road?
Okay, that's like a 7.
I'll tell you what. I was gonna say I'll give it a Bushmaster at like a sort of rank of 7-ish. Yeah, above middle of the road. Luke Cage. I don't know. It's definitely, he's not my favorite of the Defenders. Like, I'd rather see another season of Daredevil. Honestly, like, I like Matt Murdock. I like what they did with Daredevil on this. On Netflix, but I mean, I liked season 2 of Luke Cage over season 1, and I liked season 1 over Iron Fist, so that's something. Yeah. What about you? How would you rank it?
I'd give it about probably like 8.5.
All right.
Which I think is about in line with where the critics put it. Let's see. I give it like an 8.5. Let's see, critics currently putting, according to IMDb, Metacritic at about an 84. So yeah, I put it like an 80-85. That's where I'm sitting at.
All right.
4.5 stars, right around there.
I'm giving it probably 7.5, so 75 to 78. So all right. It's definitely worth a watch, especially if you saw the first if you watched the first season.
If you sat through all of Iron Fist, watch this. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Because this is better than that.
So much better.
I did like how Iron Fist, in his cameo on Luke Cage on this season, did a very callback to Fate of Heroes. He did a very Lincoln thing, and he bought the warehouse that they burnt down.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I bought it, so I'm not going to press charges. So no harm, no foul.
Yep, pretty much.
So, but anyway, Devin, where can people find you on the internet if they want to?
You guys can find me at Twitter at @DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at PooKilledMe. You can find me every Friday on Twitch stream with my main man Webby here as we stream something this week, probably Diablo. May or may not be joined by Rob. Who knows?
Probably, and may or may not. You guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word, on Twitch at twitch.tv/DMWebby.
Again, I thought you said Jack Forestfucker. I was like, what?
Jax Forestfucker. Forest Walker, all one word. And on Twitch at twitch.tv/DMWebby every Friday with Devin. We never really know what we're going to stream until either Thursday night or Friday when we wake up. So
it's a surprise. It's kind of like this show. We don't know what we're going to do it on until we sit down and do it.
This week has been off
Yeah, this has been a bad week for us across the board. Like, it's been a weird week.
So, full transparency here. We are recording this. It's Thursday evening. This comes out tomorrow at 1:01 a.m. like every other episode. And it was kind of a last minute, like, oh, hey, it's Thursday. I haven't done an SU yet. We need to get on top of this. Yeah. So,
like, one day, we talk about this all the time. One day, we're going to have to sit down and, like, do, like, three or four and just have something that can.
That's the thing. The last one we had in the can was my Q&A one, and I released it as a bonus episode. So I didn't even give myself that 1 week buffer. We are, with Gen Con coming up, we are going to have to actually probably get a couple in the can and pre-ready to download or upload.
Or we will do a live.
I was thinking about doing a live one with me and Edquist too on the drive down there, but
a live post, so like a live to post. At 1:01 a.m.
Yeah. But that's all for us this week. As always, you guys can write us at simplyunprofessional@gmail.com. Visit our Facebook at facebook.com/simplyunprofessional. Post stuff there. Feel free to give us a like. Rate and review us on iTunes or Podbean or wherever you download this. If you're watching it on YouTube, because I know it gets put out on YouTube, give us that little thumbs up. It's much appreciated. So until next time, guys, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold.